In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Real estate prices in Metro Denver are climbing. Denver Metro Association of Realtors says the average home price in July jumped more than 7% from June. That comes to just over $600,000. Jill Schaefer is a realtor and chairs the association's Trends Committee. She says economic uncertainty from COVID-19 isn't hitting the housing market.
I am seeing sellers collecting multiple offers and having their choice of which one is best. We've been seeing that in the past couple of years, but it's not necessarily what most people would think would be happening in the middle of a pandemic.
Schaefer says low interest rates are enabling people to pay higher prices. At the same time, a lack of inventory is also pushing buyers to pay more. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse has joined forces with Democratic Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico to introduce an ambitious pesticide reform bill. Neguse says over £1 billion of pesticides are used each year in the country.
It's nearly one-fifth of worldwide use altogether. And once they're approved, pesticides often remain on the market literally for decades, even when scientific evidence overwhelmingly shows that a pesticide is causing harm to people or the environment.
The bill proposes to ban some of the most damaging pesticides to people and close EPA loopholes that allow for pesticide exemptions. A chance of thunderstorms in Metro Denver and the Springs today, highs in the upper 80s. This is CPR News.